And right now, I always have to pause a second and wait for this computer, which I say I'm going to throw away, catch up with me. It's time for our forecast with Pat Pagano. Let's bring it, Pat. Well, look at that. He's got his rain hat on. He's got a poncho on, and he's got boots on.
I'm set.
Good morning.
And what about you? Only in the low 60s today.
I've got a turtleneck on. Yep. I imagine I had a turtleneck on Thursday, June 13th, but low 60s today, and you say rain by the time I get out of here, right?
Yeah. And some of it, you know, could be on the moderate to heavy side. Showers will still be persisting into part of tonight, mid-50s, and tomorrow will be a partly cloudy, windy day. One or two showers still may fly by, no big deal, mid-70s. Saturday looks good, sunny clouds, 82-85, and Sunday, unfortunately, not great. We'll have some sun, it'll get more humid, and there will be some afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high of 80 degrees, and even warmer than that with showers and thunderstorms on Monday. So, becoming a little bit more summer-like.
Saturday looks okay, though.
Saturday's fine.
Saturday's fine. Well, that's good that Saturday's fine.
What are you planning for Father's Day?
Not much, Pat, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I'll hear from all the kids. I always do. But there's one great thing. My son Mark lives close by, so I might see him and the kids. But Sam, Jake, and Karen live far away. I'll just hear from them or text them or email back and forth with them. But other than that, just a weekend of might be a trip down south on Saturday or Sunday. There might not, but who knows? It all depends on the racing gods. So anyways, and whether I want to get tired. I get tired now, Pat. When I do these Tuesday things and I get up at 3:30 and I don't get back till 6:30.
Right.
The next day, I'm telling you, I am. But I don't have Anthony J to come in and fill in for me.
I know. You have no, you have absolutely no backup. What about Jill? Come on, why is that so funny?
For Jill to get out of her house in the morning, you people don't understand. Yeah. She's got four dogs, and she's just got a ton of stuff that she has to do to get out of the house early in the morning, so.
She used to be here by now.
That's because she used to have somebody that helped her out. Unfortunately, they passed away. And you can't find people like that that are willing to get to your house at like 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning and do stuff like that. So,
sure.
You know, it's the employment field up here is kind of skinny.
Especially for Marshall.
That's exactly right. Now, with that being said, though, so Saturday's going to be a nice day, and Sunday's not a total washout, but maybe thunderstorms?
Yeah, showers and thunderstorms. Anytime in the afternoon. All right. It may not wait, you know, until 5 o'clock. You know, you could start getting showers at 2 o'clock. So plan your barbecues accordingly. My barbecue would have a good yesterday afternoon. My brother-in-law went up. That went over well.
What time did they leave?
7:30 last night.
And what time did they get there?
12:30.
Wow, I don't know. Seven hours with family?
Yeah.
Well, at least you had fun, right?
It was nice. I had the barbecue.
Did they like the chicken?
Well, I didn't make chicken.
Are you going to make the chicken francaise? Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, for dinner, right. Yeah. The barbecue is just burgers. Burgers and conditions.
All right. And you didn't have dinner?
Then we had dinner. Right. It was chicken fresh. They loved it. With rice, vegetable medley, and bread, Italian bread. We went to the Rockland Bakery, and they always have a good time there. They like, buying bread and rolls and all of that stuff from them. So all of that went well. Now, a handyman was out there working. And then by 2:33 in the afternoon, I said to him, Dan, I said, yeah. I said, you should, if you're not going to keep the splint on your finger, you should at least have that finger covered and you should be wearing a glove. I'm fine. Okay. He picked up the wheelbarrow and was bringing it from the yard to the garageway. And one of the tools that was in the wheelbarrow slammed against his finger.
Oh no.
I could see the pain on his face. There was just a little bit of blood. I said, "Would you like me to get you paper towels?" No, it'll just stick." "Okay, fine." I said, "Well, enough. That's enough for today." I said, "You should have been wearing the splint." He goes, "What I should have been doing and what I did do are two different things."
That's
He
right.
goes, "And why even bring that up now?" I wanted to say, "Because you're stubborn. I told you this hours ago, and you didn't want to hear it." So I had to take off. We were going to the bakery. He was going to insist that he was going to do the conduit outside. I saw him with the shovel, and I'm thinking to myself, he can't even hold that shovel. He's in so much pain. So he was gone by the time I got back.
I guess we should say it's graduation time in our area.
Oh yeah, all here too. Yeah, there. Everyone is asking, what's the weather for Friday night? What's the weather for Saturday? And so far right now, that looks good. If anybody's graduating on Sunday, well, I doubt it very highly. But if they are, late Sunday is the time to watch for showers and thunderstorms.
Do you think school administrators will go to a graduation ceremony on Sunday?
Do I?
I don't think so on Sunday.
Oh, right, on Sunday. No.
Colleges maybe, but not.
Not others. Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, anyway, so congratulations to all the graduates out there.
That is right.
Yes,
That
sir.
is right. Yeah, and that's it. And what are you doing on this rainy Thursday?
Well, I normally have a double header on Thursday where I'm back in the studio, but I do not see that today.
How nice.
So that means I get an early day home, which will be nice. Which means my chair, I will molt in my chair again.
Yeah, because you don't like this weather, so yeah, by all means, yeah. Why don't you watch some Godzilla
That's a possibility.
reruns?
My trainer came to me and said, "Oh, you're going to hate the new Godzilla movie." I saw it. I said, "Avi, are you a Godzilla fan?" "Well, I've seen some of the movies." I said, No. "Are you a Godzilla fan?" "Well, the acting was terrible." I said, "Well, first of all, if you go to a Godzilla movie and want to look at for acting, I said, you're in the wrong place. You go to a Godzilla movie, you look for explosions, excitement, you look for special effects. You don't look for acting.
I agree.
Rodan doesn't act. Godzilla
Right.
doesn't act. The actors are just there so the animals can do what they do.
Right.
That's all.
I agree. Yeah.
So don't go to a Godzilla movie if you want to see Academy Award acting. It's like going to a strip club and wanting to see a church service. It's
Yeah, really.
not going to happen. Honest to God.
Yeah, really.
All right.
Really.
Well, anyways. All right. So, well, hey, at least the Bruins lost last night. That's good. In hockey.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it then. We don't have much else to talk about other than we're going to have possible heavy off and on rain today. And then on Saturday, it's going to be nice. Tomorrow, once again, what's it going to be like?
Tomorrow, sunny clouds, just a passing shower, a little bit on the breezy side, but not bad.
So today and Sunday are the crummy days.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll speak to you tomorrow on the nice day.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Pat. And tell that guy to
Yes.
cover up that thumb.
Yeah, I will.
All right, take care.
All right, Marshall.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast on Robinhood Radio.